Let's check out some extremely local news. Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago with us. And Jen, we were just talking about music, and you have a story about Chicago's independent music venues. Tough times for them, too, right?
Yeah, it's really sad. Good morning, Bob. Our reporter Hannah Alani reached out to Civil, which is a group of music venues in the city that came together just trying to, you know, lobby for better help during the coronavirus pandemic from the federal government. This includes dozens of places, the Hideout, the Vic, Talia Hall, Subterranean, places we've been going to for many years. They have lost 12,000 events in just 6 weeks, just these members in Chicago alone. And they've lost $7 million in revenue and 200 jobs. They were hit really hard. And the thing that is different about this area is in the CARES Act, when you get those PPP loans to support a small business, they can still get those, but you have to spend it within like a 2-month period. And since these venues, according to Governor Pritzker, won't be able to open until essentially there's a cure for coronavirus, that is not going to work for them. They have to wait so much longer than other businesses to reopen. They're not going to be able to open until large crowds can gather again safely.
Yeah, I mean, the financial toll of these canceled shows is going to linger, even if these venues survive the shutdown, won't it?
It is, and it's scary because people are just worried they're not going to be able to stay open, period. So they're encouraging music fans to use the hashtag #SaveOurStages in social media and just to contact our elected officials in Washington, trying to get some sort of relief or some sort of change to the loan program in the CARES Act that offers a little bit more flexibility for both restaurants and venues. Because they work with tipped workers, it's a lot different than the other, you know, salaried employees that these protection plans are focused on. So they just said that, you know, somebody who is familiar with the way these businesses work needs to be involved in crafting a relief package for them.
Well, it'd be a shame and a terrible loss for our city if these places close permanently. So we hope for better news ahead. Now, let's talk about what's going on in Lakeview. Now, this is a nice story it focuses on someone who passed away. Was it because of the virus that she died?
It was. Debbie Lilly, she owns a event venue planning company in Lakeview called A Perfect Event. And her grandmother in Ohio died of coronavirus in a nursing home last month. Her grandmother was a retired nurse. She was 93 years old. And Debbie is unable to work because, you know, events are canceled. So event planners have been hit really hard by the business end of the coronavirus. So she just decided in honor of her grandmother to spring into action and do something positive for the community. She was able to get her hands on some gallons of hand sanitizer from a whiskey distiller in Houston, and she is selling them from her event planning space, contactless delivery, and all of the proceeds are going to go to the American Heart Association's research of COVID-19.
That's at 3050 North Lincoln, correct?
Yes, and we have a link on our website. You can sign up for curbside pickup, so they can just bring it out to your car. And there's a she's also offering delivery, and there's a $10 delivery fee, which will go directly to her employees who are, you know, out of work and suffering right now. And these are the big gallons, so these aren't little hand sanitizers. So these are for businesses that want to divide them up to their staff, or, you know, whatever you want to do with them, even if you wanted to just package them and give them out to your neighborhood. So, you know, you'd be creative, but she also has wholesale pricing available.
All right. Go to blockclubchicago.org for more on that. And finally, a story out of Lincoln Square. A lot of people know about Hillary's cookies, don't they?
Yes, Hillary's cookies, they are a staple in like Whole Foods and at all the farmers markets across the city. And this is typically their big season. They're gearing up for farmers market season where they're selling more cookies than ever. And they have just had a rough go of it. They had one employee leave, just move away before the pandemic. And then another employee quit since that the pandemic began. So now just Hillary herself, Hillary Black, and her husband are the only ones cookie making these cookies. And they can't do the farmers markets that they've been relying on for so many years. So they are now offering cookie delivery to customers living within a 5-mile radius of their bakery at 4917 North Lincoln Avenue. They're you know, trying to keep up with demand, trying to keep the cookies at their wholesale locations like Whole Foods. And the remaining farmers markets, some farmers markets are doing, you know, order online and pick up. But a lot of them haven't been able to set that up quite yet. So she's just trying to fill that gap until the farmers markets can figure out how they're going to work in the next few months.
Yeah, and I was at the Evanston Farmers Market last weekend, and they have rules that are kind of depressing. No samples, you can't touch the food, and they limit the number of people coming in, and you got to keep your social distance, and they limit the number of vendors. But check in your neighborhood out there, because some farmers markets are opening, some are virtual farmers markets, but this is the time of year, and normally we'd have them all open right now, wouldn't we?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you're cooking more at home, so it's really time to take advantage of the fresh produce of the spring and the summer to make the being stuck at home a little more pleasant.
Yeah, we need...
Or get yourself some cookies delivered.
Yeah, we need Hillary's right now. Thanks, Jen.
Exactly.
You have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Bob.